My dear devotees, I want to put to your attention that soon you will go. I think we have tomorrow two more sessions. One, the Bhagavatam class with Hari Parshat Prabhu, and then bringing it all together, the conclusion lecture, conclusion gathering, you could say. Now, I was thinking before I will start with the Krishna Katha that how important it is for all of us to take our new insights, our new inspirations with us into our life. The London Business School, it's a place I usually don't take quotations from, made in the past, I think 10 years ago, a very extensive research where they actually sent representatives to people's deathbeds. They were dying, they were lying there, to find out if these people had any wisdom to share, how to live life. They asked them, what would you have done better? And I think it is good to hear what they said so that we can learn from their experiences, and before we enter our deathbed, we can profit. So the top number one regret at this time was expressed like this. People said, I wish I had the courage to live a life that was more true to myself and not the life others expected of me. Number five was, I wish I had let myself or allowed myself to be happier and not remained stuck in patterns because I was so afraid to change my life. Sometimes we are afraid of putting new insights into our life because that would maybe change something. The most terrible thing could happen, and that is that we would be happy. So please do start thinking already now what you could bring to your life from this retreat, that or what you could change in order to make your insights really work in your life. This will be very nice. So I will sing a little bit and then we will dive right into it. I must tell you very honestly, I can't wait really to get to the substance of this katha, but I'm putting myself a little bit in suspense so that I will be more fired up. We do a more simpler ride. And even a different one. Even a different one. Mm-hmm. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaye Bhutale Chimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Askatyare Sadarine Krishna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Lopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namaste Tapta kansana gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasavi Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 I would like to share something personal with you. When I go into a kirtana and sing kirtana, I always tell myself, listen, chant this mantra as if you chant it the first time in your life. That gives it a very fresh approach. And then let me call out to this mantra to Radha and Krishna, and then it's a very nice experience. please let us try. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Radhe. My dear devotees, you are all very thirsty devotees. It is good to remain thirsty. And I can see that in the sessions which are available for you during the retreat, you are all present. This is a very encouraging audience, and I believe also our Hari Parshat Prabhu. Yes, it's a very encouraging audience, no? It is a very, very nice, and thank you for being like this, because for Krishna to manifest, for Radha and Krishna to manifest, it has to be an active, dynamic interplay between those who give kirtans or lead kirtans and the audience, because then the Lord feels attracted. Today, I would like to remind you of a verse which we heard earlier. I can't remember if it was today or yesterday, because everything is one big ocean of nectar. So, but there it was, we were reminded that Krishna as a deity can appear in through eight mediums, so to say. Do you remember one? Mind, you start with that, yes, because we were all at Smaranam. Usually it's like our Radha Madanmohan, a stone like marble, wood. It can be metal. Many deities are appearing in a form that is made of eight metals, including gold. Earth, we find that the gopis made an image of Katyayani from the scent of the Yamuna. You see this often at the banks of the Ganga and elsewhere, that deities are made like this. Sand, in Jagannath Puri, you find the residents making sometimes, at least when I was there, Jagannath in the sand. Jewels, wow, a deity in jewels. I have seen only deities covered with jewels. Thank you. And the mind, when we meditate and there is an image of Krishna appearing in our mind. And the last one is paint. The Lord can be painted out of color. And these, Prabhupada called these paintings windows into the spiritual world, indicating that what we would see when we looked at the painting was not just some artistic imagination. It was actually Krishna himself. There is one disciple of Srila Prabhupada who was an artist or is an artist. I don't know if he's still with us. And he asked Prabhupada once, what is the best way to paint a picture of Krishna? And Prabhupada said, first understand that Krishna is most beautiful. Above all else, understand that he's most beautiful, then understand he's the strongest, and then understand he's never alone. He's always with his associates. So we have also seen in the past times or in the one verse which we learned that there is something like Chitrapati Darshan, a darshan of Krishna in a picture. Do you remember one verse which we learned or which we heard and was presented? It was about how Radha condemned herself because she had simultaneously, that's what she thought, become attracted to how many people? Three. And who were they? A flute player, yes. The one he saw, and then Krishna, yes, that's always right. Someone started to say, the one who came out of a picture. No, she had the feeling that Krishna was at the picture and he came out and tucked at her sari. This is a deity in the form of a picture. She was later informed, don't be in confusion. These are all the same. The one whose name Krishna you have heard, the one whose flute song you have heard, and the one whose beautiful form you have seen in a picture, they are all the same person. So you are not unchaste. Yes, the main gopi who serves the divine couple through painting has a name. What is her good name? Yeah, Chitra. Sometimes Chitra, Lekha Sakhi. But for short, we always say Chitra Sakhi. And she is a real artist. Rupa Goswami says that next to her ability to paint beautiful pictures, it is said within a minute or so, she can paint any person, even people with a difficult face, like, I don't know who has a difficult face, I don't want to give examples here. She is a real artist, and artists usually know many things. One thing is, she is a master cook and can know the taste of a preparation just by looking at the preparation. She has these amazing abilities. She can also understand the content of a letter just by putting it on the hand. This was written. I don't have to open the letter. She is making amazing music by, listen to this, by striking water pots which are filled with different levels of water. Bling, 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 bling. It makes beautiful and amazing music, but also, and that is very good for her artistry on painting, she knows astrology. She knows the person. Aha, this constellation. Aha, this is going on in his mind. Therefore, this expression depicts him best. She knows astronomy, the movements of the stars. She knows how to raise domestic animals. She can make the monkeys, you know, come at home and become... she knows gardening. She knows how to collect herbs, perhaps for Ayurvedic remedies. And she knows also to make these tasty, tangy nectar drink. She lives in a village. Do you remember her village? I think many of you have passed through her village. Chitsoli, yes. And there in the spiritual world is a palace in which she resides, where many gopis stay also and are engaged in making paintings and paintings and paintings for the pastimes of the divine couple. These paintings come into the caves of the Govardhan Hill, and they remind the divine couple of their loving exchanges. It's interesting, this palace is surrounded by trees who ooze out a special raisin. Raisin is like hearts, or the sticky substance, which is used in colors to make them, I can imagine, stick better to the canvas. She gets her colors by sending her gopis to 12 forests in Vrindavan who all have special flowers, and it's from these flowers and also from minerals where she produces her colors. They are all natural, nothing chemical, of course not. And in this way, she does the service of of serving the divine couple. You might have to know this because in the Leela, which we will hear now, she plays one of the major roles. Ah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare One morning, where Krishna approached his mother Yashoda with a question that surprised her and threw her a little off balance. Krishna asked Yashoda, Maya, mother, please tell me, who is it whom you love most? Of course, you I love most, my darling son, replied Yashoda. But Krishna was not satisfied because he had made a plan. How much do you love me then? My love for you has no limits. You are my beloved Krishna. But Krishna was not satisfied. He had something in mind. May I ask you something, mother? Yes, ask anything. I don't think you love me as much as Sridham does. Because Sridham cannot sleep all night, being pained by the pains of separation from me. He only waits for the morning when he will come to the palace door and say, where is Krishna, mother? Krishna, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that the cowherd boys are so impatient to see Krishna that they come already at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, all these inhuman times to the door of Nanda Bhavan, and they knock, and Mother Yashoda comes out and says, what do you want? It's so early. When does Krishna come? And we go for cowherding. Look, the sun has not yet risen. Go back, sleep. Come later. He will come with you. So they come multiple times. they can't wait. And then Krishna said, Mother, we have to satisfy Sridham. I have a request for you. Can you please have a picture of me painted so that we can give it to Sridham and he can look in the night all the time on this picture and not feel so much pain of separation? Mother Yashoda must have thought, my boy always has such unusual requests. I don't know how to paint. Maybe I can bring it out of his mind. Now he wants a painting of himself, and he wants a paint palace of himself for himself. Who knows? So she took some material. She took a big black brush and painted like this. Here's your painting. You are so black. I think we have captured your image with this. Krishna looked sad and he looked serious. He wanted actually a picture of himself. He wanted to stand model for someone to paint an exact look-alike picture to give to Sridharma. The Mother Yashoda looked around, and there was this gopi Sudevi had come, and she asked, Sudevi, do you know someone who knows how to paint? And Sudevi thought for a moment, and then she said, yes, I know someone. Her name is Chitrasakhi. Yes, or Chitra Devi, or Chitra Lekha, and so on. She has received a blessing from Mother Sarasvati to paint anyone and anything within minutes, and it's absolutely look-alike. I said, Yashoda, can you convince Chitrasakhi to come and paint Krishna? Krishna can stand model, and she can look at all the details of Krishna's face, of Krishna's body, of the handprints, the footprints, everything. My Krishna looks so beautiful. It will not be easy to paint him. So Sudevi quickly ran to which village? Chitsoli. She went to Chitrasakhi and said, Chitrasakhi, Mother Yashoda calls you to paint Krishna. You can make some sketches in Nanda Bhavan and then come back and paint. My dear devotees, you must know in Krishna's pastimes, all the three ages of Krishna, Krishna in all the three ages is simultaneously active in the spiritual world. He's active as a little baby. He's active as a Kumara, a young boy. And he's active as a young lover. And the qualities of all these ages, the sweetness of childhood, the restlessness of boyhood, and the exquisite charm of youth are simultaneously present in Krishna. But for different devotees, Krishna looks in a different way. How does he look for Mother Yashoda? A little child. No, the mothers, also mothers know the child is most sweet when he is so sweet, so small. He becomes very difficult when he is 16 years old, you know. So for Radharani and the gopis, he always looks like a young boy. Yes, yes. And this goes, so Krishna has different leelas with each single devotees according how the devotees want to relate to him. You must keep this in mind as you continue to listen. So Chitrasakhi was very nervous to come to Nanda Bhavan because of what? They would meet in the night in the forest, unknown to everyone else. But Sudevi convinced her, and she came with her painting equipment. And Mother Yashoda asked her to sit, and then she called Krishna. And when Krishna entered the room. Mother Yashoda saw the sweetness of him, but Chitra Sakhi wanted to hide behind her sari in great romantic shyness. Because she saw the youthful Krishna. Then Yashoda said, "Now, Krishna, stand. You wanted a picture. You have to stand so that this wonderful, talented painter can make a painting that looks just like you. She has to take sketches." Krishna said to Mother Yashoda, "You know which posture I like most. I don't like the straight posture." What posture he likes most? Tribhanga. Yes, like on the altar, no? Three. And what does he like to carry on his head? You know everything. And what does he do? Are his hands idle or is he doing something with the hand? A flute. He carries or plays a flute. So when Chitra Sakhi saw Krishna like this for a long time, she could not move her brush and take a note. She just stared at Krishna, being totally absorbed in the beauty of his form, his smile, his attractiveness, and so on. And finally, she collected herself and on some papers made some sketches which she would rely on at home when she would make the painting. So as Chitra Sakhi then went home with all her painting equipment to Chitsolit into her place and started to paint, and all the time she was thinking of the threefold bending Krishna. As she remembered Krishna, she saw the flute of Krishna and his most enchanting smile. She was painting and painting it. All the devatas noted, "There's a beautiful form of Krishna appearing, which the Chitra Sakhi would paint. And it seemed that the unrivaled beauty of Krishna appeared right in the home of Chitra Sakhi. But at one point, Chitra Sakhi called out in frustration, "It doesn't work. I'm at a loss to understand the true color and the complexion of Krishna." We heard this morning, does he look like a smaragd? Does he look like a what? Bluish cloud? Does he look like corallium? Does he? She became so frustrated that she put down her brush. My dear devotees, never think you can understand or hold Krishna. He's always much, much more beautiful. Once Prabhupada was asked, "Prabhupada, how does Krishna look?" And he pointed back towards a carved image of Krishna and said, "Like this." And then he paused for a moment and said, "And when you see him, he looks so much different and more beautiful." So Chitra Sakhi was frustrated. Finally, she sat down in meditation and invoked Saraswati. When Saraswati appeared before her, goddess full of light, Saraswati said, "What is the matter, my dear child?" And Chitra Sakhi said, "You gave me the blessing that I could paint any person within the universe within a few minutes. but I can't even comprehend the true color of Krishna's body. How will I be able to paint him? And then Saraswati became very, very serious and said, even I, the goddess of learning, can't comprehend the color of Krishna. My dear child, even if one would mix all the colors within the universe, the colors of this flower, of that mineral, and try to make colors, they would not be able to depict Krishna. There is only one person who can know the true color of Krishna. My dear devotees, who is that one person? Srimati Radharani. Now go, said Saraswati, to Radha and asked her to show you the true color of Krishna. So Chitrasakhi knew Radha was at that time in the palace in Vashana, the palace of Maharaj Vrishabhanu. And she is one of the dear girlfriends, girl companions of Srimati Radharani. So she went inside the room of Radha, where Radha was sitting in an ecstatic trance of remembering Krishna. She didn't notice Chitrasakhi. Some attendant gopi saw Chitrasakhi and said, what do you want? I want to see the true color of Krishna's form. Saraswati sent me to Radha. So Radha at that moment came out of her ecstatic trance. I was told, said Chitrasakhi, that you know the true color of Krishna. And you are the goddess of devotion. And Krishna is only attracted to your devotion. Can you please show? And Radha was very, very, very shy and did not want to show. Finally, seeing the eagerness and the desire to do service in Chitrasakhi, she opened her beautiful eyes and said, look into my eyes and there you will see Krishna. My dear devotees, it is said, if you look into the eye of an angel, you will see the angel is blind to the world because he can only see God. So if you look into the eyes of the Queen of Vrindavan, of Krishna's most beloved, you will only see whom? What is the color of Radha's eyes? Huh? Blue. Why does she have blue eyes? There's always Krishna inside. So she opened her eyes and Chitrasakhi looked into her eyes and looked into her heart and almost fainted because there she saw Krishna like he really is. Sudevi was also there and said, the lesson today is you can only understand Krishna through Radha. My dear devotees, Radha is the greatest devotee of Krishna. To try to understand Krishna without Radha is like trying to see the moon without the moon rays. The moon without moon rays is dark. You cannot distinguish him from the surrounding night. Or to understand, try to understand Govinda without Radha is trying to understand musk without its amazing fragrance. It's not working. So the lesson is this. There is a verse. Anaratya Radha Padambojarinam Anashritya Vrinda Tavim Tat Padankam Anaratya Radha Padambojarinam Padambojarinam Anashritya Brinda Tavim Tat Padankam Brinda Tavim Tat Padankam Asambhasya Tat Bhava Gambira Chitan Asambhasya Tat Bhava Gambira Chitan Kuta Shyama Sindhu Rasavaga Kuta Shyama Sindhu Rasavaga. How can anyone immerse themselves in the ocean of the Syamarasa without having worshipped the dust that sprinkles from Srimati Radharani's lotus feet? How can anyone ever hope to understand Radha and Krishna or Krishna without ever having taken shelter of Brajadham, which is marked with the impressions of her delicate lotus feet? And my dear devotees, how can anyone ever understand anything about Krishna without having spoken to the great devotees of Radha, whose hearts are imbued with deep love for her? And how can anyone enter the nectar of Krishna consciousness who is so easily distracted that you just need to throw a flower on them and they forget everything? Ah. This is not in the text. So Sudevi said, the lesson today is we can only understand Krishna through Radha. Wonderful. And Sita Sakhi had to agree. She had looked into Radha's eyes. She saw Krishna smiling, standing under a mango tree. Only if one approaches Radha will one be able to understand the real Krishna. Radha's Krishna is the real Krishna. So Sita Sakhi went home and painted within a short time a perfect representation or perfect painting of Krishna. And next morning she delivered her painting to Nanda Bhavan. And when Mother Yashoda saw it, it's described, she fainted in ecstasy and cried. And then she called Krishna. Now it gets again difficult. Come, Kanaya, look at the picture. Isn't that most beautiful and true to your true form and true color? And Krishna said, Mother, why do you show me a mirror? I asked for a picture. I can't give a mirror to Sridham. And Mother Yashoda said to her little Krishna, this is you in your picture. It is you, and we will give you to Sridham and keep you here also. At this moment, Yashoda turned to Chitrit Sakhi. She was aware, she was sent and said, I'm so happy because Krishna wanted a picture and I couldn't do it, and you have done it so nicely. What can I give you as a little sign of my appreciation? And Chitrit Sakhi said, your blessings, Mother. Your blessings are enough. No. You're a girl. You want something. You want a sari or something. What can I give you? And Chitrit Sakhi, being overwhelmed with the presence of Krishna, said, I only want Krishna. And at this moment, Mother Yashoda became shocked. Yashoda can give up everything for Krishna, but she can't give up Krishna for anything. No? This is what we can. Yashoda can give up everything for, but she cannot give up for anything. Yes. Mm. And Krishna was also a little shocked. She's a Devi. I can come by your home each and give you darshan every day when I come through your village. I cannot give up my mother. We are inseparable, like water and wetness and the sun and its warmth. So this is a little Yashoda Krishna love, and also Radharani looking in Radha's heart through her eyes. My dear devotees, there is so much to be gained in having a picture of Krishna, and it becomes especially tasteful when that picture becomes ingrained or emblazoned onto one canvas, which is your most important canvas, the canvas of your heart. Therefore, the devotees in the morning, the first thing they do is they see Krishna. I told you perhaps I was in South India, and on the 14th there was the new year of the South Indian people, the Kerala people, and they had put an image of Krishna and put the harvest, jackfruits, all kinds of fruits and flowers before that Krishna, and they had told us that the way they celebrate the new year is in the morning they get up and they don't do, and the first thing they do is they don't see anything else than Krishna. Krishna's first thing. Does this recognize you of something which a devotee who follows Hari Bhakti Vilas does every day? He gets up and then first thing he does? Yeah, because what you put in your mind and the canvas of your mind, that is very, very important. Instead of doing it once a year, we should do it every day. Therefore, in the temple, when we live a regular temple life where we go early to bed, here our schedules are different. We like to see Krishna on the altar in the Mangala Arati. No? This is a tradition in the temples. And here It is taking everyday place at 4:30. Imagine, even in the winter time when no one is there. Because the idea is seeing Krishna first thing after you wake up from your sometimes confused dreams. I remember how Prabhupada honored the form of Krishna. We were in Stockholm to receive him, and we had a house, it was not a little, it was a bigger house in the suburbs of Stockholm, and he had landed on the in the airport, and devotees had gotten him by car, with a car, and driven him to this house. I remember we were waiting for him, and when he came, my dear devotees, it's very difficult to describe to you what it was like to see Prabhupada. He would come out of the car, and he moved really with a certain grace that was just a mark of his personality. He moved differently than a normal person. Sometimes when he moved through the airport and people came in close encounter, they stumbled over their own feet and fell, because he just looked like an extra person, extra species, you know, extra. So when I remember he came out of the car, and I was hiding before him because my shirt had not yet been dried, and I had no shirt, and I didn't want to come before him like an uncivilized Viking, you know. So I was hiding, but then Prabhupada, I could not hear what he said when he was received, because I was so nervous. But what I did is, when he entered the room, the house, I came behind him. And I saw something which I never forget. We had only one small picture on the altar, a picture this big in a frame. There must have been a picture of Prabhupada also, but we were told to worship Guru Gauranga. No, this picture was a picture of the Panchatattva. And when Prabhupada entered this temple room, in order to get to his room, he had to go through the temple room and then up the staircase and up in his room. But when he saw that picture, he stood for a long time before the picture, and then he paid his full obeisances. And I was thinking at that time, in my shirtless situation, oh my God, he is a leader of a huge movement that expands and expands. And everyone talked at that time about the Hare Krishna movement, and he pays his obeisances to a picture, a small picture like this, full dandavat. And I remembered, I thought, I don't think he sees what I see. I think he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the picture. And I became very respectful of pictures afterwards. So I want to also encourage you, don't be disrespectful, or let us say nonchalant or negligent to Krishna's beautiful form in the deity, to Krishna's beautiful form in the pictures. You might put up pictures in your room that will remind you of Krishna. And also, don't think that the appearance of Krishna on the canvas of your heart or your mind is not important. It is very, very important. So we will now turn all to the deities. Oops, it's a little later though. And we will just very briefly, 5 minutes, sing. And by the way, those who cannot see the deities with their eyes are in the best position for this exercise, because I will request you to see the Lord on the canvas of your heart. If no picture comes, you might like to pray to Radha because you can only see Krishna through Radha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, do you already see something on the canvas of your mind, or are you still in the dull mode of thinking? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please, Krishna.
Hare Rama, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Radha, Hare Radha, Mara Mohan, Radha Mara Mohan, Radha Radha Mara Mohan, Radha Radha Mara Mohan, Radha Mara Mohan, Radha Mara Mohan, Radha Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Shri Radhe,
I like this transcendental pastime very, very much. It is something I have heard when I visited the eye hospital in Vashana. There was one devotee. He was taking care of all the bridge buses who, you know, spiritually, who came there and had their eyes repaired. Vishwaroop was his good name, and we went on the roof, and he showed me their shitsaki, there's this banyan tree, where this happened, this leela, and so on. And he then shared with me this particular pastime, and he said, this pastime is the pride of the village Shitsoli. Once a year, they play out in drama. This pastime, and we heard from our Hari Parshad how important drama is to bring devotional feelings, to bring them about. But you should take part in the village drama. You know, they're really into it, the rich Parsis, and they worship Radha and Krishna at the end. They're always seated in the throne and so on. And the old people, they wave 2 rupees and give 2 rupees to the deities, and it's a beautiful pastime. And then later I heard also this pastime from His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj, and then I said one day I will tell it in complete detail. And I looked a little here and there, and in this scripture, that scripture. Let me share with you I think for many of us, listening to pastimes of Krishna is the easiest therapy to start to remember Krishna again. And I also know that for some of my audience, it's almost too much. Therefore, I try to sometimes tell a Western joke inside to just connect with the level of consciousness which is there. But I'm determined to try to share pastimes of Krishna because he has performed these he performs this pastime for his own pleasure. But when he comes in the world, he performs these pastimes to attract all of us to him. And so on. So it has a very important place in the assembly of devotees, and it's my dream to one day have dramas, you know, have the katha with dramas and with, you know, make it really as easy as possible to relate to Krishna with our emotions of appreciation, of affection, of wonderment, of all these things. So please bless me. I want to go in this direction for my own spiritual life, but also for telling it to our devotees. I wish you now, we will end here. I think there's Gaurahari somewhere there. Yes. We are coming to the end, but this is there is no end. There's only a new beginning. So Gaurahari will give you an orientation of the following day, tomorrow, and then we can pace ourselves and do everything. Paka. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, and Hari Bol.